866-2236.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday. It's Palm Sunday, a week from Easter. And that's a good sign that spring is here, other than looking at the thermometer this morning, and it's 19 degrees at my house. But they're saying it's going to warm up to 50, so let's see what happens. I guess our days of 80 degrees, 70 degrees are over. It's been a cold week, back to normalcy. But there's still a lot that needs to be done around the yard, and if we can help you, you give us a call, and we'll work together to get your gardening problem solved. The number, 855-660-4261. Give us a call right now. Tom will get you set up, and we will get you moving. Well, Easter, just a week away. If you're going to be looking at plants for the holiday, we're going to discuss that today, and I'll give you some ideas. I know a lot of the box stores have plants available now, and there are a lot of open flowers. The prices look good, but if you have five flowers on your lily, and three of the flower buds are open, by Easter it's going to be a sad looking plant. So be careful. If you're going to choose an Easter lily now, make sure that it's tight and the buds are not fully open. Maybe one, but try and select an Easter lily that's got closed buds, they're swollen, they're starting to show some color, but you don't want three or four blooms on the Easter lily right now. And the same thing with the rest of your plants. Your tulips should still have a nice, dusty appearance to the color. You don't want a tulip that's bright red or bright yellow. You want the bud to still be tight, not opened, not flat, but tight. Daffodils, just cracking a little bit of color. Hyacinths, they can be in full bloom. Calla lilies can be in full bloom. And then there are many other wonderful plants for the Easter time. Plants like calcellaria, which is also called pocketbook plant. And it looks like the old-fashioned pouch pocketbook plant. The cineraria, which is a wonderful daisy-type plant in all different colors. Begonias of all types are all in bloom right now. So you've got a pretty good selection. And remember, tulips, daffodils, hyacinths, lilies can all be planted in your garden after the holiday, and they will come into bloom next year at their normal time. So your tulips will probably bloom during the month of April, usually mid to late April, depending on the weather. This year's weather is out of the ordinary. Up and down, and today it's down, believe me. Being 19 at my house in Kennebunk, it's cold. Hyacinths. When you buy your hyacinths, try and get them so that they're not fully open. And try and get them so that if they have begun to grow tall, 6-7 inches tall, that wherever you buy them, there's a little wooden stake, and they've been tied together. Hyacinths have a tendency to get real tall, especially if it's hot, and then they flop over. So if you're looking at hyacinths, which are wonderful, the fragrance is just incredible. Before you leave your garden center or the florist, see if they can put a stake, put some green string around them to hold them together. That way they don't flop over. They'll look a lot nicer. And the main secret for all of your bulbs, tulips, daffodils, hyacinths, and then there's little 4-inch pots with the dwarf daffodils called tete-a-tete. A little yellow. These are wonderful, and they're very, very hardy. And they also can be planted into your garden to re-bloom the following year. There'll be grape hyacinths. There will be crocuses. And again, try and get them so there's not a lot of color. When you get them home, keep them cool. Morning sun, but away from the hot afternoon sun. Makes a big, big difference. Unless you're buying an Easter lily and it's still very tight, then give it plenty of warmth, plenty of sun. But if your lilies are, as long as you have one bloom on your Easter lily, that's all you need. You don't have to have the whole plant flower. If you choose an Easter lily, you count the buds. Let's say there's 5 or 6 buds on that stem. If you have 3 or 4 in full bloom, now, by Easter, the plant will be in full bloom, and by the week after Easter, the show of color is basically over. So choose them tight. Sometimes a bargain for an Easter lily, $5, $6, $7, but the plant's in full bloom, is not a bargain. Because it's in full bloom and your enjoyment, the time that you can enjoy that plant in your home is decreased. So keep them cool. Now the other thing is, when you buy potted plants, if they come in a plastic wrap around the pot, it's like a preformed container made out of plastic, which is great because it won't stain or hurt your furniture where you put the plant on. When you water that plant, remove that plastic sleeve, take the pot out, put it in the sink, give it a good drink, allow it to drain, to get the excess moisture out, and then put it back. If you water directly in the sleeve and you give the plants too much, they're actually going to be sitting in a vase of water, and the root system will slowly deteriorate, and you could lose the plant very, very quickly. So drainage, very, very important. Cool temperatures. The cooler you keep your tulips, your daffodils, your hyacinths, the better they're going to be. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Give us a call.
Fed the birds during the winter,
it's a lot of fun.
But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap Seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
You've changed your light bulbs. You recycle aluminum cans. Maybe you drive a fuel-efficient car. You're doing your part to make a better future. But what about the problems you're facing right now, like pests, weeds, and diseases? Use Natria instead, the line of alternative solutions using naturally derived, non-synthetic active ingredients to effectively protect your home, lawn, and garden. Problem solved. Natria, from Bayer Advanced. Pest, weed, and disease control that fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is protected. For stronger and more beautiful trees, we don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertilome from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later... and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, let's go right to the phone lines. Who do we have up first today?
First up, we've got Marie from New Hampshire with a question about broccoli.
Hey, Marie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
My question is... Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
My question is about broccoli. When is the best time to plant it here in the Northeast?
Okay. Well, I live in Kennebunk, and traditionally I try and get my broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, cabbage, kale, celery. I like to get them in by the 15th of April.
Mm-hmm.
These are all cold weather crops. And they do much, much better if you can get them planted while the outside temperatures are still cool or even cold. Now, are you going to be buying them or are you growing them yourself?
I'm going to be buying them.
Okay. As long as the plants have been kept outside where they have been acclimated to the weather, they should be fine. The reason I say that is because a lot of people are growing them, and you can't take them from a 70-degree house and put them directly into the garden, and we get a night like today. My house in Kennebunk's 19. It's just too much of a temperature change. So if you're growing broccoli or any of the cold weather crops, what you need to do is take them out of the house, put them in your garage and allow them to get the cooler temperature, but they're sheltered in that garage. During the day, if the weather warms up, leave them outside to get them acclimated to the temperature, and at night, back in the garage. And if you can do this for a week, then they'll be ready to put directly into the garden. And then plant them. Now, broccoli and all of those colder weather crops, dig your hole. Put a pinch of soil moist. Soil moist is a water-holding pellet, and it will help that plant to pick up the moisture that it needs during the summer. blend it into the soil. So you're going to make a hole 12 inches deep, 12 inches wide with the shovel. Don't dig all the dirt up, but blend the soil moist with it. Put some compost, some animal manure, and to really get them started, there's a product called Biotone made by Espoma. And Biotone is full of bacteria and microbes that will stimulate that root system to really get it off to a good start. So do that, and you'll be in good shape. Today, before the rain comes, plant some peas in your garden. Plant some spinach in your garden. Lettuce can be planted. But other than that, you got to hold off. It's still cold. Again, 19 degrees, the ground's cold. Not much is going to happen. But things will get better. We're all spoiled after the 80 degrees and 70 degree days that we've had all over New England here for the last month. We're back to kind of a normal, maybe a little bit colder than normal. But things will change. We are now in April, and we'll get more rain, and the gardens will begin to grow. But you can plant them. Now, there's one other thing I want you to be aware of. If you have planted broccoli or cauliflower or cabbage, any of the cold weather crops in the past, and the plants start to grow, and then all of a sudden they wilt, they recover, the next day they wilt again, you do have a problem with something called a root maggot. And if you go to your local garden center, Bonide has a product that will take care of it, that you can mix in the soil at the time of planting. So if you have not had a problem, don't worry about it. If you have, then get something in at the time of planting.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
When killing weeds, people experience an inner conflict.
Organics are better for the environment.
What? Those don't work.
But thanks to ClearChoice, you can have a weed-free lawn and a clear conscience. Compared to traditional herbicides, it's just as effective, but has up to 85% less active ingredients.
Let's kill some weeds.
But don't harm the poor grass.
It won't. It's selective, so it only kills weeds.
Divine.
Clear Choice. Feel good about killing weeds. Find your nearest retailer at todaysclearchoice.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, toll-free, 855-660-4261. Remember, I know a lot of you are going to be planting seeds still. Don't use regular soil from your garden. Use a good, sterilized potting soil, something that's been designed for starting seeds. And Black Gold is a new company, and they have the only OMRI certified seed. It's sterile, it's weed free, and it's all natural. And it will help to nourish the new seedlings as they begin to grow. And you can find it anywhere at your local garden center. Check out their website. There's a ton of information. It's blackgold.biz, B-Z. And it does make a difference. So if you're just beginning to start your seedlings, you have time. But don't use soil from the garden or just everyday potting soil. It's got to be something light, airy, and fluffy to do the job correctly the first time. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Evelyn from Mass with a question about overseeding.
Evelyn, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have two questions. The first is I have an area of 15 feet by 50 feet that I need to overseed. Can I put the seed down and then put a light topsoil over it to keep the birds off of it?
Sure.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, that's not a problem.
All right. And the other is I have ground flocks about, 1 inch by 6 feet, and the grass has grown up in it. And I've tried the chemical that you recommended 2 years ago on it, and it just doesn't work. Can I pull all that out and take the grass out in it and then replant it at this time?
I've done that, and it works very well. What you do is take your shovel and dig out a clump. Don't try and dig up the whole 6 feet of it. Take a 12 by 12 section. Dig it up and then pull all of the roots. The problem is most of us will plant the ground flocks on the front of our bed, and the grasses will move from the lawn into the clump of ground flocks and other low-growing perennials. So what you need to do is to cut a fresh edge so there's at least 3 inches of open soil from the grass to your ground flocks. But for now, the plant's still pretty much dormant. Dig it up and then just pull all of the grass out, and it will come out really, really easy. And if the clump falls apart, not a big deal. Replant it. Use a liquid food like Blooming and Rooting or Miracle-Gro on it. And really, you know, then replant it, and it will do fine. They're talking rain tonight and tomorrow. So if you can get out and do it today, you'd be ahead of the game, be a lot less care for you. But it's very tough to get out when you get these grasses that send out runners. And, again, just cut a nice edge on your garden. Keep it free. And you will see, a month from now, grass will begin to come in from your lawn and move into your perennial bed. But right now, basket of gold, coral bells, any of your low-growing perennials, if they've got grass coming out, you can dig them. Pull all the grass out and try and get the roots if possible. And then replant them and you'll be in terrific shape. Good, timely question. Perfect. And I appreciate the phone call. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Mike from Cape Cod with a question about winterberry.
Hey, Mike. Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Cotton Club.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I actually have two questions.
Yes, sir.
One is that I have this spectacularly beautiful winterberry in my backyard that gets so many berries that I have to tie it up every winter. And I just need some pruning tips on how I can make that into a sturdier plant that I don't have that issue. And secondly, I overseeded my lawn last fall, and I see grass coming up in some of my mulched beds where nothing else is growing. Will Roundup work this time of year? Can I use it this time of year? Are you there?
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Word today of a potential security breach involving customer accounts at Visa and MasterCard. Visa blames a third-party entity for the trouble. Credit card companies generally protect customers against fraudulent transactions, and Visa says its U.S. customers are not at risk. Both Visa and MasterCard insist that their own systems were not compromised. Shell Oil President Marvin Odom says that instead of talking about cutting oil company subsidies,
the question that the Congress and that the President ought to be asking themselves is, how do we incentivize more production?
Because, Odom tells CBS this morning, that's where royalty payments, jobs, and income tax revenue come from. He says the tax subsidies that President Obama tried to eliminate
called a lace bug or a lace wing bug, and it will attack Japanese Andromedas. If you have azaleas close by, they will go on the azaleas. Now, what it does, the insect goes underneath the leaf, and it looks like a little bump, and it doesn't chew. It will suck energy out of the plant. And when you look at the leaf looks like it's almost spotted. The dark green will have like little yellow spots on it. And that's from the insect sucking.
And the thing that you want to do with your winterberry is the birds should be coming very shortly, if they're not already there, eating all of those red berries. And as the temperatures get warmer, that berry is going to be getting to get mushy, and they should be eating it. If by the time that your winterberry begins to make foliage, there are still red berries on that plant, remove all of the berries. Cut it right back. And that will encourage some new growth. Also, feed your plant with a granular food like holly tone. I know it's not a evergreen plant, but it's in the same type of needs in the soil. So get some holly tone, fertilize it. Any soft-looking branch, very thin, kind of floppy-looking, cut that back by a third. And what will happen is instead of that skinny branch getting taller and taller and taller, because you have cut the terminal buds, the plant will grow larger in diameter. It will be better able to hold the berries up. So you have to say to yourself, I'm taking some pruners and I'm going to cut back this plant to encourage the main stems that remain to become larger in diameter so they can better hold. So you may get a few less berries on your plants, but you have to think long term. You have to think the future. And the better and stronger you can make that stem, in the long run, you will be a lot better off. So cut them back, remove the berries, and then feed the plant to encourage the side buds to break open to make the plant bushier rather than taller. And that way your plant will look a lot nicer for you. So, I mean, it does happen. And pruning will stimulate the growth. Pruning will stop all of the terminal buds from getting taller. And again, the taller the plant, the more floppy it's going to be. So cut back the plant by 25-30%. And any really skinny branches, cut those out. Fertilize it, and you're going to see a big, big difference in the quality of your red elderberry. Now, we were talking earlier with Evelyn about the lawn. If you're going to be seeding, and you had crabgrass, you're going to have to pick up a product that will allow you to plant grass seeds. So when you go to the nursery, say to the people at the nursery, I'm planting a section of my lawn with some grass seed. I had crabgrass, and they will sell you a crabgrass preventer for new seeding. Because if you take regular crabgrass preventer and you add it where you have planted grass seed, you're going to kill every bit of that grass seed. So you need something special. You're going to pay a little bit more money, but in the long run, it's going to be well worth that investment. Okay? So always ask before you act. It really will pay off for you. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Give us a call, and we'll all work together to help you to have a wonderful season. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Al from Maine with a question about lawns.
Al, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for taking my call, and thank you very much for that, for the newsletters. I enjoy reading them, especially that past one that you just had in about summer and zucchini squash. I found that very interesting. So when I get ready to plant in May, I've got some information on how to do it, and I thank you very much.
Great.
Paul, what I'm calling about is I have three areas. They're 50 by 50. And that was my sizes of my garden. And this year I'm going to take one of the sections and I'm just going to put it into a lawn. It's been a garden area for at least 15, 20 years. Do I need to do anything to that soil before I put down my grass seed?
The only thing that you'll need to do, Al, is just to take your rake, get it nice and even, you know, in case there's some low spots here and there. And put down the grass seed now. It's time. You know, even though it's cold right now, it is April. And April is the best month to plant grass seed in the spring.
Annual Lawn Care Program is formulated to provide a healthy, fit green lawn year-round. In spring, use Crabgrass Preventer plus Green Up Lawn Fertilizer to control crabgrass before and after it germinates. For late spring, apply Weed and Feed Lawn Fertilizer to eliminate dandelions and over 250 other broadleaf weeds. Summer Survival Insect Control Plus Fertilizer gently feeds your lawn and stops surface feeding insects. Other brands no longer offer insect control. And our Winter Survival Fall Fertilizer helps to green up your lawn in the fall and prepares it for the harsh winter weather ahead. Visit us at jonathangreen.com to download your free lawn care calendar and a gift coupon worth up to $35. The New American Lawn by Jonathan Green. Available at your local hardware store or garden center.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Lawn Pro 4-Step Program. You know, my wise old Uncle Angus always said that without great struggle and mental anguish, there can be no great reward. Well, clearly he never knew about this 4-Step Program from Scott's, as in 4 simple steps to your best lawn ever. Scott's has taken all the confusion and guesswork out of lawn care. Each package is clearly marked with what to apply, when to do so, even in what order. It's a no-brainer, lads. And each step is formulated to provide your grass with the right type of food or weed control at just the right time. So your efforts are rewarded with a lawn that not only looks fantastic, but can also better defend itself from future problems. Get started with Scott's 4-Step Program this weekend. And remember, it's only available at your nearest independent hardware store or garden center. To learn more, go to scotts.com. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
We all know the importance of having storable foods. But what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people. People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We were talking about seeding a lawn and from an old garden. That soil is probably better than the rest of your entire lawn because you've been taking good care of it. If there's no moss, no green moss on the surface of the soil, don't worry about it. But the main thing is that you get it level. So take a steel rake, grate it so it's nice and level, and then sprinkle your grass seed. Now, buy a quality grass seed. Now, the way that you determine is the amount of sun that you get in that area. So you're going to have to check the site. Is it full sun? Does it get half a day of shade? Does it get shade all day? When is the sun there? Is it morning sun and shade in the afternoon? So these are some of the things that you'll have to tell your local garden center what you have. Bonide has come out with a full line of grass seed this year, brand new. And what really is unique with this is they have selected some of the best varieties and the newest varieties available. And a lot of these varieties are more resistant to insects and disease problems. And they'll even grow in the poor soil. So if you're looking for a good grass seed and you've had great results with the Bonide products, go down to your local garden center and ask them for the Bonide grass seed. Again, but you have to determine what type of light conditions you have. Sun, shade, dense shade, full sun. Tell the people at the store what your conditions are, and then tell them the size of your area, and they'll help you to select the right size. If you just have a little area, the grass seed that Bonide sells, you can buy a 3/4 pound shaker that you can just use for a small area all the way up to a 20-pound bag for large areas. And again, your local garden center. But and use a seed starter fertilizer. Big difference. Instead of promoting top growth, it promotes the root system to develop first. The quicker the roots get established, the quicker the top will, and the top will become larger. And the way the weather's been going this year, spend the extra couple of dollars for a seed starter fertilizer. Get it well established. If the weather is going to continue to be as warm as it has, let's get the grass planted now. Get it in so that it can get rooted before the heat arrives of summer. And again, in the spring, the month of April is the best time to plant a new lawn. And take a rake, level the area, make like little lines, little trenches, sprinkle your grass seed in it, take a bamboo rake, turn it upside down, and go the opposite direction so that you're combing and covering that seed with soil, and then water. Keep it wet. That's the whole secret. The more you water, the faster it's going to germinate. And a good lawn is kept moist at all times, so if you can water it once in the morning and then once at the end of the day, it does make a difference. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Give us a call. We'll all work together so that you're having a wonderful gardening season. The other thing that needs to be done if you have an established lawn is with all the warm weather we had, crabgrass has to be applied now. So get down to your garden center and put down the crabgrass preventer. It makes a tremendous difference, but you need to get it down before the forsythia drops its flowers. And I know some of you have forsythia in bloom due to the crazy weather. Once the flowers fall,